on in. Nice to see you again. What do you have for me?
A dream. Another one.
Take a seat and tell me about it.
Now that's the way things used to be before the pandemic. Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers is closed now. But dreamers need a place to go.
In my dream, I was being pursued by two men wearing long black overcoats. I couldn't understand how they could run with heavy wool coats that came down to the ground, but they could.
Did you know why they were chasing you?
Not at first. It was night. I was in a city I didn't know. I was alone. There were other people. I was calling out to them for help, but all they did was stand there and watch.
Well, why were the men a threat?
Because they were trying to catch me. There was no beginning. I stepped into a dream that was already going on.
I guess I had done something, or they thought I had done something, and now they were after me.
And the people just stood around and watched?
At first, yeah, but then a man pointed and shouted, "A witch! A witch! Dee's a witch!"
They thought you were a witch, but you weren't.
I had no idea. At least, not until he started shouting. Then I thought, maybe I am a witch. Maybe I have powers. Maybe I can do things to people. People who piss me off.
I can see that.
That's when I stopped running. It was night, there were street lamps, and now there were crowds of people on the sidewalks, just standing there, watching. The two men in the overcoats were walking up to me. They had their hands out as though they were trying to calm me down, like I was some wild animal. But I knew what they were planning to do. They were going to grab me. One of them was holding a bag or a sack. It was black. And they were going to put it over my head. I knew I would suffocate. In fact, I had a mini dream where the sack was over me and I couldn't breathe. There was no air. So I put my arms straight out like wizards do when they're about to send out bolts of lightning and started to go zzz, zzz, so lightning would flash out of my fingertips. But nothing happened. And the men in the overcoats walked up and wrapped a rope around my wrists and led me down the street like I was a cow or something.
Well, what did the people who were watching do?
Nothing. And that's when I woke up.
That was your dream?
That was part one. I sat in bed and I was so angry. I wasn't going to let them get away with it. I laid down and went back to sleep.
To change your dream?
Yeah. I picked up where I left off. Only, I was in a jail. There were iron bars and a dirt floor. My hands were free, but I could see where their ropes had left a mark on my wrist. I didn't see the two men, so I started yelling.
Hey, overcoats, get your fat asses over here.
I think that's what I yelled. Anyway, I knew that I now had the power. Not just the power to change my dream, I had the power to get even with everyone. My tormentors, and everyone in that town, everyone who stood and watched. I grabbed the bars of my cell and I bent them. I slid my body through and I went looking for the men in the overcoats. The town seemed smaller. Now it had cobbled streets and a square where everyone was watching. The two men in the overcoats were waiting too. It was my dream now. I could do whatever I wanted. To anyone. In my mind, I could see it, like fire coming out of my fingertips where everyone goes up in flames. I could even hear their skin sizzling. Or I could call forth monsters that would squeeze them with their claws and slowly crush their bones and then rip them apart and eat the bloody dripping pieces. So at that point, I realized I was turning my dream into a comic book, or a superhero movie. We're flying around, bashing each other. I didn't want my dream to be like that. So I stopped. I stood there, and I did nothing.
And you took no revenge?
I realized that everyone there was part of me. It was my dream. They were part of my mind, and even though I could control the dream, I could teach them a lesson. I could get even. It was me. I was the one who needed the lesson. Don't try to get even with yourself.
And then you woke up.
Not yet. Everyone was waiting, wondering what I was going to do. They knew I had the power. When I raised my hands, they all shrunk back, expecting me to let loose. God knows what. But instead, what I did was bless them.
Even the men in the overcoats?
Everyone. I blessed everyone.
Well, how did they take it?
It melted their hearts. I mean, not literally, but in a nice way. It was like sunshine came out of my fingertips, and then I woke up.
And your world has changed.
Well, a little. My life is a work in progress. There was one thing I did learn. If I pay attention, I don't have to react. I don't have to suddenly get all carried away by it. When something is about to set me off, I can step back. I can insert a gap or a pause instead of just wanting to strike back.
And in that little gap, in that pause, I have freedom to respond in a fresh way.
Sounds like you really woke up.